Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Representative Brendan Jones was elected State House Majority Leader on Tuesday. The Columbus County Republican will hold the position for this term. Look for more on this story on our website. A teenager was struck in the mouth with an axe on Monday, according to the Sheriff's Office. The incident was reported just before 2 p.m. on Fairfield Drive East. The youth was reportedly defending his stepmother when Patrick Gatlin, age 37, allegedly struck the 17-year-old. Warrants have been issued for Gatlin. Arrest. Three homes were struck in a drive-by shooting on Wright Road Monday. The sheriff's office said most of the homes were occupied at the time of the shooting, but not all the residents were being very cooperative with law enforcement. No injuries were reported. County commissioners want to further tighten the proposed ordinance regulating vape and tobacco stores in the county. The proposal, viewed in Monday night's first reading, called for any business with 75% of its gross sales from vape products to be classified as a vape store. Commissioners amended the proposal to 25%. Some commissioners wanted to see it go down to 1%. The county's ordinance could become one of the strictest in the state. The National Weather Service has released its winter outlook for North Carolina, and it's not good unless you're a mosquito. It's going to be a warm one, folks. The extended forecast calls for a warm, unusually dry winter throughout the southeast, especially here in North Carolina. The strengthening La Nina cycle could lead to drought conditions by next spring. Donnery Cancer Center and the Wyville Police are collecting food and essentials for the patient pantry at the Cancer Center. The items needed include non-perishable foods, canned meat, and personal hygiene products. Now, the hygiene products are specialized. You need to call 910-640-4077 for more. Donations can be dropped off at the Wyville PD on Columbus Street or the Donnery Center at 500 Jefferson Street. Speaking of WPD, Wyville Police are going to sponsor a blood drive at Vineland Station on Friday. Call 910-642-5111 to make an appointment or for more information. Saturday is the free community Thanksgiving meal. It's going to be held at Murph's Pond parking lot on Madison Street in Wyville. Transformation Church and Welcome PFWB are hosting the annual tradition. Everyone is welcome, and serving starts at 11:30 a.m. Evergreen Fire Department has a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday throughout the month of November, starting at 7 p.m. Food will be available nightly. Only stock guns are allowed. Transformation Church holds their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks are available, so you don't have to worry about supper. Cost is $5 per shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. Now, if you miss out on your Thanksgiving turkey, you can still get one for Christmas. The Veterans Memorial Park will host its turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th, starting at 7 p.m. The shoots will be held throughout the month of December up through December 23rd. Remember to let us know when and where you're hosting a turkey shoot so we can get it on the air. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.